Well, we're joined here now at the Horsfall Stadium by a very jubilant and happy Neil Reynolds. Neil, 3 points was key today, bouncing back from the disappointment of last week. Talk us through the first 45 minutes of what you thought of that performance.
Well, it didn't get any easier. It gets a lot harder. You know, when Michael Donoghue rings me this morning, he's been up all night with a stomach bug, and we have to change completely what we do. You know, that's just kind of, and I said, that's FC United at the minute. It's one thing after another. But I thought, you know, we adapted to that change really well. We already know who's not here today, and then kind of lose Donners last minute. And he's, you know, that's tough. But we came out. I thought we did really, really well. First 15 minutes, they get one chance and they score. It's a good finish. It's in the bottom corner. How do we respond? We respond in the way we did on Thursday night training. We don't lose belief. We don't lose the way we play. And I just thought we were magnificent. You know, all first half, we got our equaliser. Great piece of work. And then we go and get our work. You go and get the second. And we come in at half time. And it's kind of like 2-1. You know, and we're happy. And we're happy with the first half performance, Wampy.
At 1-1, have you got a different team talk?
No.
Or it's going to be exactly the same thing?
Exactly the same thing. You know, listen, Guy Hall puts the ball in for Buckley. Buckley gets across the front poles like Ogle strikers do, puts it in. But the first half performance for me, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they only had one effort. And, you know, they weren't in our half a lot. And it would have been unjust if we would have come down 1-0 down. But that's character. I pulled one or two players before the game and I said, where do you go when we're in a losing position? Your senior players, but where they went today in a losing position was fantastic, because they didn't give up, they rolled the sleeves up, they got about each other, and we bounced back and we got into a 2-1 lead.
2-1, we're out second half, and what you want is the same commitment, same quality. And we initially get that, and we get what you think may be the winning goal at 3-1. And from that position onwards, the game just changed a little bit. What were the reasons for that, do you think?
Don't know. You know, there was no key mention. Ben Ogleson puts in great ball, the third one. And then we stopped, I don't know, we stopped playing forward. I mean, listen, Charlie Munro won't mind me saying it. So for anyone jumps on it and I'm calling players out, I'm not. This is what we do as a team. We're open, we're honest. Sideways balls from the age of 3 or 4 year old kill you. Don't play sideways, play forward. If you've got, play backwards and start again. He plays a sideways pass, they get in. Preston goes and bends it in the bottom corner, it's 3-2, and all of a sudden it's a bit of a melee. But before Charlie did that, it was coming. We were going sideways, Griff did it a couple of times, Deck did it inside, Guy did it inside, and sometimes it just creeps in, and sometimes you've just got to work it out and just turn it around for five. You know, like when Pat did, turn it around for five, get our shape, start playing forward again. But credit to the lads, you know, massive credit. I don't care if you play top of the league, bottom of the league. When you're kind of not at your fluent best, you know, you could maybe roll over on the new manager and Danny Whittaker. We didn't. I thought our shape was excellent at 3-2. We managed the game superbly well, and then we broke away at the end with Charlie Ennis and Trev goes and scores.
Now, obviously, as most times, we're watching the game from a different position and a different height, and you're watching it from the dugout. Second half, you may agree or disagree. Were we giving them a bit more room on the ball? They're 5 and 6. We both played very well, I thought, this evening. But they had not a great deal of pressure on them, and they saw so much of the ball. And the gap between their final third and then getting into the penalty area, there was big gaps for us. Was that something you saw down the touchline, or was it something that we just saw from here?
You're exactly right, and what I've just said previous to that is the reason why. Because we didn't play forward, we couldn't get close to Jordan. So when we went sideways and backwards, your 10 drops into a midfield 3, your gap between 9 and 10 becomes big. If you play forward into Jordan, Jordan looks after it, Bennett gets close, 7-11 get close, we're up the park. You play side with balls and we don't coach it, but sometimes it's a mindset, and you, before anyone says they're not listening or they're not, they are. They're just normal human beings who go into that mindset, and you can't work it out, and you try and keep the ball instead of just maybe shelling it or getting it long, and that was the key difference. So when we drop deep, and then we're far away from Jordan Buckley, and that's the bit we've got to get better at.
Because Buckley wants the ball, doesn't he? To him, holds it well. I mean, there was a couple of Buckley incidents this afternoon there in the first half when he let the ball, held the defender, wouldn't let him get past and let the ball go over him so Woodcock could run onto it. That shows a bit of quality.
Very clever.
The goal was nonchalant. It was just in front, thank you very much, but before anyone knew, it was in the back of the net. Quality of that kind of player, holding the ball well for you when you need it. So you need to be closer to him to give the opportunity of more ball.
Yeah. Listen, you're spot on. And that's a great piece of analysis, work, Swampy. That is exactly what we say. You know, we didn't have him last week at Ilkeston, so we missed that. We couldn't get up the park. We couldn't get close. You know, that's no disrespect. I've said to young Max, who's not a 9, you miss Big George. He's a great player. He comes in today. He gives you that foil. He also gives you that nous, like you said, in the goal. But, you know, all round, if I look on the balance of play, if I think for 20 minutes in the second half, we slightly switched off. For 70 minutes, take three quarters of the game, we were very good. on the back of a really poor performance last week. I'll take that. And like you said, the important thing was coming here and winning today. You know, 4 wins in 6.
That's, and the pressure's on us, really, I think, more than anything.
The pressure's on us, of course, it's the pressure's on us. You know, you've got to step into the shoes of a football manager, you know, and realise what sometimes you're up against. And we had it tough. We continually had it tough, I think. Last night you have it tough, you don't sleep, Donoghue drops out. So you're after a different kind of emphasis, a different mindset. And they've showed it today. And they've showed it in the bounce back, and it's brilliant for them.
Griffiths, for large parts of that game, was back to his very best.
Brilliant.
Balls, tenacity, getting stuck in. He got a yellow card earlier in the game, but he still showed that professionalism and real quality. And having a player like that on good form when Donoghue's out and Ennis is on the bench, that's where you've got your more senior players. And he's still a young lad, but you've got the senior players really showing good quality and really being an integral part of that game.
So Griffiths has sat down for 3.5 games, you know, and because he wasn't finding that rhythm or that form, Charlie Ennis has played game after game after game after game. You look at Chaz, you know, he needed a rest. But if you're going to rest him, you need someone to step in. Griffiths stepped in, done superbly well. He's now gone, I want my shirt back, and he's done that. Donoghue was going to line up in midfield today, but we couldn't do. So you're asking Charlie Munro to go alongside him and play a kind of a different role on what we call the angle or the pivot and the number 10. So, you know, I was delighted for Griffin. When he came off, he was absolutely shattered. You know, he put himself through everything. But people do dip. You know, it's all right to dip. That's what happens. But today he was back to his very best. And I thought some of his choice of passing, I thought his decision-making was sublime at times. And that's the Luke Griffiths that I've had for nearly 5 years now. And that's why I'll continue to work with him. And he loves being here. You know, like you said, he's still a young lad. He's 24, 25, and will only get better.
Well, talking to young kids, debut on today.
Trayvon?
Well, it's not a bad debut, is it? Let's be honest.
It's another positive relationship we've got with professional clubs, you know, to go in. And, you know, we spoke to the first team last week on the way home from Luton. Matty Craddock and Ian Everett were there, and Trevon travelled with the first team. And, you know, we said we needed a wide man, and we've watched Trev a couple of times. We knew how good he was, and we just thought the time's right now. We brought him in. He's trained once with the squad, and at times I put my arm around him in the first half. You know, he was a little bit lost because we play a different way than what Bolton will do. That's understandable, but you can see, get him on the half turn, he's exciting. 1v1 situations. Can his choice of pass be better? Yeah. Can his final product be better? Yeah. But then you've seen what he's got at the end. You know, that is a piece of magic, and sticking in the top corner is brilliant.
You probably now want a game coming next week, but you could have an opportunity to maybe have a couple of friendlies and...
Probably not. No, go and get Stalybridge now. Give us a bit more time on the training ground. You know, go and get, you know, a couple more bodies over the line, and that's what we want to do. You know, we're going out on a win today. 4 wins in 6. Don't know what the table looks like, but not really that too concerned. The team are making really good progress. We'll look forward to the Stalybridge game next week, and then we'll get ready, I think, for Marine after that. So thanks for that today.